It's like 1 second I got it, and then like it sounds, and it just sounded like it's
the same thing on the other side.
No.
Right.
No, the other side. No, it's two very different concepts. One side is saying that in order to engage in achila, right, to partake of that realm, you need to be mashabeach on that realm. Right? So here you're not engaging in achila. Achila is a side thing. You don't care about the achila. You're engaging in refuah. Right? Of course, you have to eat something. That's not. That doesn't mean I'm engaging in achila.
At that point, you're saying it goes by the hisaskos because of the gavra.
The gavra.
What the? So it's still like a maisa achila, but we don't care about that because that's not what the gavra is
right.
Looking for.
Because it's not intrinsically a maisa achila. It is over here. It's shem and harbe according to the shikha. That's not the normal way to eat a nigron. So it's not a non-food, but it's not the normal derech achila. So you can say your kavana is going to be the kovea. Otherwise, you just say butl daitis glad. You can't just say I'm eating a hamburger, but I'm doing it for another reason. You can't just you're not the kovea of everything. Your kovea of things that are unusual, that are like this. It is food stuff, but it's not in its normal food form, and it has a medicinal value too. So now you say, well, what are you osekin? Right? I mean, it is food because otherwise you wouldn't be able to take it on Shabbos. But your kavana is kovea, which aspect of it you're osekin. If it only has one aspect, then there's no choice.
Right.
It's a food. You only osek. There's nothing to choose. Your kavana can be kovea, like we're saying in. With the Yom Kippur stuff, when there's two ways of it being, your kavana can be kovea, which one? But if it's a food, if it's only a food, and it's in its food form, there's no role for your kavana to play.
So what's the quality that makes it unusual? Just that there's a lot of oil.
Yeah, apparently that's not the way you eat a nigron, because you don't want the oil. You don't want the oil as an ikar. It doesn't play that role. I mean, that's even a question. That's the other question. Now, there's some shitas that even hold that if the anigron is rove, it still has to have kavan for refuah.
Right.
But means say it's not going to be an ikar even if it's rove, because that's not normal. Apparently, everyone agrees that's not the normal thing.
The
shaman is rove, right? So here, your kavana is not achila. Your kavana is refuah, right? So if you say you need the bracha because you can't engage in the activity of achila without being mishabeach on the system of ochel, right? So here I'm not engaging in that. It's not the kavana segava, right?
You say that just again, though? Same exact words.
I mean, I don't care. No, I can't. If it wasn't a food, he would take it too. He would. He's just trying to. I mean, it's Shabbos, so I mean, like I say, even Stavra, it's Shabbos, so he has no choice but to eat it in this form. Then that also includes a food. But his kavana is just to have the medicinal value. His kavana is just the medicinal element of it. The food is just agav orcho, just dragged along for force. It's not the gavra trying to engage in this realm. So he has no shaykhus to the realm as a gavra. As a gavra, he's not entering into that realm of the system of ochlan. Right?
Alright.
So what does he need entrance for? What does he need a pass to get into it for? Well, he doesn't need it. He doesn't need a matir to engage in that thing. He's not, that's not the Kamar Sagava. But if you say that since in fact it is a food, it does have an element of food in it, and he's nene from it, so he's related to it, so then the Gavra is, even though it's Baal Korchach, he is brought into a recognition of that realm in a personal way. In a sensory way, he is benefited by that realm. So then you'll say, so that's the other question. Say, if you hold, you make the bracha not as a reshus to enter into it as the gavra, but because you need to be related, but whenever you can, you have an obligation to be mishabeach. The only thing is, you can't be mishabeach if you're not related to it. So then this is related to it. In other words, it's almost like, is it an active chiyuv or a passive chiyuv? Is the chiyuv because of being active? Or even passive, even just being related to it, even though it's a passive way, I'm just related to it. That's enough of a... You have to be a bar hochi, like I said yesterday, I think it's the best way to put it. That as long as you are a bar hochi of bracha, that's the chiyuv. As long as you are... It's throwing it on its head. It's reversing it totally. Totally reversing it from the way you normally look at it. It's not that you make the bracha to eat, but since you are eating, you can make a bracha. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's almost like the food is a matir for the bracha.
Yeah.
As opposed to the bracha being a matir for the food. You can't just be mishabeach. You don't have a right to. You need an interaction, like Hallel. I mean, Shira. I mean, Oz Yoshir. They had to, yeah. When they went through that, then they can give Shira. You can't just wake up every day and give Shira.
What type of interaction do you have with the food, though? Not just
Hana.
No, more than Hana. You on the side that says that you don't have to make the bracha, you're still getting Hana from the food, right?
No, I'm not saying that side. I'm saying the other side.
I'm saying what type does the other side require?
No, the other side does not. It's not the interaction. It's that you need the bracha to engage in the activity. Right?
But you're not engaging in the activity.
That's right.
Getting hana is not engaging in the activity. Those
engaging the activity
thing.
Is kavana of the gavra. Right. What am I doing today? What am I today? Am I an eater or am I a medicine taker? Right? You don't need to make a bracha to put a band-aid on. It's a flavored band-aid on your tongue. Yeah.
Just based on the Havamir said the question about going back to the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos.
On?
On which, what exactly is mutter to, is it mutter to swallow, to keep in your mouth? All
oh, with
things?
The Shabbos question?
Yeah, the Shabbos question. Yeah. So Tosfos held that the only thing that's mutter is to have a nigron and to swallow it, right?
Right.
So, why exactly was that case different than all the others?
Because that is a it's not an entity of refuah.
Right.
Essentially.
Right.
It's an ochel, an entity of achila, and it's derech achila. And right. Yehoshua has to be an achila, an ochel derech achila.
Right.
To be mufka from the whole category of ma'aser refuah.
Right. So just comparing that with this Havamina, he's not. Asuk, he's not. There's no hisaskus in the ma'isa achila, but that would still be considered derech achila.
If he were to do what?
I mean, where he drinks on where he swallows the anigron. So according to this hava amina that we just gave, that's not considered hisaskus in achila.
That's in terms of mucha milsa.
Yeah. Okay,
all of the Shabbos is mucha milsa, not kavanas agavra. That was the chachamim aser what appears like refuah.
Okay.
Mucha milsa. No, one second. I'm getting myself confused. But isn't it the same thing? No, I'm sorry. Isn't it the same thing? Because it's mucha milsa. If he would do what? It can't be mucha milsa that he's mechavin for a fua.
Right.
He is mechavin for a fua. But the isser is a maisa that's mochiach that is for a fua.
Right, so this activity...
So if he swallows the anigro, he is mechavin for because he's choshesh begrono, he's mechavin for refuah.
So
but you don't say that choshesh begrono makes it mucha.
Right. So what removes it from being mucha? The fact that it's an ochel.
The fact that it is an ochel.
But not the fact that it's a. I'm just trying
and
to.
And it's derech achila.
Okay.
Even if it's rov shemen, apparently. It still is an ochel. Might not be a normal thing to eat. I mean, that Tosis deals with this problem a little bit more also in the Lamed Ches. Saying it's things. He says mashma kol ha'ochlam afilu she'ikr l'refua. Tosis has a category of an ochel that's ikr l'refua. And he holds even though it's an ikr l'refua, but since it's still considered an ochel, it's not muchach that it's l'refua kol mechaber. This might be a hard. It is a hard kind of a category, but he holds it in a category like that. It's like a food, but it's mainly for refuah, as opposed to something that's not a food. So I guess he would say a nigron with a lot of shemen is a food that's ikr for refuah. The ikr is for refuah, but you wouldn't say it's not a food.
Rov
shemen? It's a good question. He doesn't talk about that issue. I mean, for Shabbos, definitely. He doesn't talk about the... doesn't mention in terms of Brachos Mashri's learning that way, though. Right? I mean, your question really is how do you define the category of things that are foods and ikar refuah? But if you have that category, right... Then it's a ma'isa achila, and the refuah is kavana.
That's right. I'm just trying to.
So for bracha, it goes by your kavana.
Right.
But for iser, it goes by the ma'isa.
Right. I mean, I guess I'm trying to just distinguish: is it ochel or is it a ma'isa achila, or is it there's no real difference?
Well, it has to be both according to Tosus.
Right.
It has
so
to be a food and a ma'isa achila.
So it's a ma'isa achila in one sense, but in terms of your kavana, it's a ma'isa refuah.
Correct.
Okay. I'm just trying to get that idea straight.
Because this refuah happens to be done through with the same ma'isa as a ma'isa achila. But it's just a necessary thing. But the ikr is refuah. The ikr of his kavana is he's going to do this achila because he wants the refuah.
Right.
Not because he wants... This is like a malacha shem tzricha l'gufa, in a sense. It's one activity that has two outcomes. Right? And here he wants the refuah outcome. He has no need for the achila outcome. The achila outcome has to do with sustenance. He has no concern where that oil really goes after it passes his throat. He is not concerned with it at all. The thing is, it can't get past his throat without going into his stomach. But does he care about that? No, not one bit. So he's perverting a ma'isa achila into a ma'isa refuah. But in his kavana, he can do that. But in terms of the tzura of what is aser, as long as it has the tzura of achila, Tos says it's mufka from the gzeir of refuah. Okay. So now, but that all is, I think, according to the shitas that hold that it's rov shemen over here. Right? But the Rashba, what did the Rashba say? It's a question what the Tor said. So the Bach doesn't like that question. I think the Bach takes out the rove. But the Rashba says what? The Rashba says that it all goes by your kavana, right? It's not more or less shemen. It all goes here by your kavana. What does the Rashba say about the bracha on shemen alone? Does he say?
On shemen alone?
Yeah.
He does? Lomavar. He says Lomavar. Klal.
Klal. Yeah. That's the Ravagon still?
I don't know.
Where is it?
It's like seven lines down.
From the top?
I don't know.
That's all part of Raya.
One second.
Yeah. See, that's an interesting machlokas. I mean, that itself is an interesting machlokas, because you have the Haigon, you have Rashi. I mean, Tosas Mashma also holds it away. The Rif, right? The Rush. I mean, practically everybody seems to hold. You don't make the bracha on Shemen alone. Right? Vishasle Mashdi Azuki Mazigli Vlo Mvarcha Leo. Yeah. But yet the Rambam says you make a shakel, right? The Rambam says you make a shakel. Yeah. Okay, what did you want to do work on today, though, first? Maybe you want to do the other thing first? Work on the Rashba, the tour? Okay, yeah.
We didn't do the tour.
Oh, so how about, so you want to see take the question I was starting yesterday?
Yeah.
There was Ikar and Tafa. It would seem to me, see, certainly according to the Rambam, because the Rambam learns you make a bracha, you make a shakel on Shemen, right? You make a shakel on Shemen. So what does he want to mean? You don't make a bracha at all over here.
The bracha on the enigma.
Why don't you make a bracha on the? Why don't you say you make a bracha on the enigma at least? Right. Why don't you make a bracha on the enigma? So that's what I'm saying. Possibly that's the way they're learning. That if you can learn like Rav Haigon, that the question is a question of Ikar and Tofel. Yeah, I guess it doesn't really matter according to Ram. But question of Ikar and Tofel. That maybe you'll say that what? That since you're mechaven for refuah, you don't need a bracha on the shaman. You don't need a bracha on the shaman. Meaning to say the shaman is still going to be Tofel. From Mashmalon, no. But since there's a hanor from it, you need the bracha on the shaman, huh?
Since there's a hanor from it, then it becomes Ikar? Yeah.
Then you can say you'll make the bracha on the shemen because it's ikar.
If you're not given the refuah?
What?
What if you are?
Even though you're mechal for refuah.
Oh, if you are.
If you are mechal, only if you're mechal. Sorry, only if you're mechal.
That's when you say shakel.
That's when you say, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the way the Rambam Paskin is, right? The Rambam Paskin and the Haigon Paskin the same way. That if it's the same solution, right? The same solution of Mei Peiro, of Mei Shlokim and Shemen. It's 10-1, right? Depends on what your kavon is. If your kavon is refuah, then you make a boy for eggs. If your kavana is to drink a nigron, then you make a shakel, right? So when the Gemara says over here that if your choshesh begrona, that the case of bari pera eitz is where your choshesh begrona, the Gemara says ma'od tema, is the Gemara says pshita, right? So what does it mean pshita? It means pshita that even though it's what? The pshita is because it's ikar and tafel, right? Now it's ikar and tafel doesn't go by quantity, saying. Ikar and Tafel doesn't go by quantity. It goes by what your machshir, what you consider to be the essential part. Right? So then what would you say over here? So the Gemara is saying, no, you might say that what? That since you really are drinking the shemen in it for refuah, so that doesn't require a bracha on the shemen. And now you're just left with that nigron. Right? Kamash Malon, that the Kavonas Refuah, since you do get Hano, it will result in a regular Ikar and Tafel. Right?
The question Ikra and Tefel is Ikra and Tefel an idea in the Gavra HaOchel or in the Chefta of the food itself?
Okay.
So if you say it's an idea in the guy who's eating it, so it's true that the reason he's coming to the definition of the Shemen as the primary thing here is because it's for Refuah, but that's fine, that's his own personal business, why is he coming to that idea? But he, in terms of his own framework, in terms of the Gavra, that's what's primary in terms of, you know, his active eating now. But in terms of, if you're just looking at this food, this thing as a food item, it's true that the Shemen, in terms of him personally, is acting as an agent of Refuah, but as a food, it's just, you know, a minor ingredient that just gives, you know, gives a small taste. I mean, it works better. I mean, the idea I'm trying to say works better if you say that when the Gemara says in the Maskana that he gets Hana from it,
right,
that Kimadis Le Hana, he can, you know, therefore you make a bracha that you say, since he's getting some Hana from the Refuah of it, therefore he can define it, you know, therefore it goes by the Gavra and he can define it, you know, that as being the Ikar.
Well, what's the other side that you don't go by? That you go by what?
You go by the Chefta Shel Ochel. It's a food item. In terms of the thing as a food item, yeah, it's in some other realm as a...
I mean, the normal way it's eaten.
Yeah.
The normal way it's eaten is always the Nigron is the
Iker.
Peiro, the Shlucky is the Iker.
Right.
And over here...
It's true that in terms of his personal business, he's defining it in another way, but if you just look at it, the food as a food item, then the oil is still Tafel.
Right. In other words... Because it's not just in his personal way. You're saying that L'Refuah Kamachavin is not a food definition.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. It's not. I mean, maybe if this guy loved the Shemen, and I mean, maybe in other mixtures,
right,
if there are different tastes, and each guy can decide what's his ikar.
Think personal meaning separate from the food realm.
Separate from food.
Right.
Separate from food. Okay. So what's the maskana?
Maskana is that. It's true that in terms of the food, it's not defined as, you know, as the ikar. But
well, then what's the gavra side? The gavra side is what?
The maskana. That as a gavra, he can determine whatever is ikar and tafel on his own terms. And then in terms of his act of achila, one thing is going to be ikar and one thing is going to be tafel based on however he defined it, you know, by himself, even if it's in terms of another realm.
But it has to be on not. Has to be that he gets Hana.
Right, so I'm saying it probably works smoother if you don't say Hana has to be from the Achila, because here you can say the Hana is from the Refuah side of it, but as long as he's determining it based on whatever kind of Hana he wants, then he can make that the Ikra. I don't have it worked out so well. Yeah. If you say the Hana has to be Hana of Achila.
Okay, it wouldn't be like Rashi, like Levad,
right.
Right, no,
but it's not saying that it's a bracha on the Hana of Refuah. It's still Hana of the Achila, just he's determining what's the Ikra based on whatever Hana he wants.
Did you see the Rambam, by the way?
Mm.
You guys looking at him?
Yeah.
Mike. It's actually not. Yeah, that's not what he meant.
Maybe we should appear the Rambam more. All right, I apologize. But I think from the Rambam is the Rambam is very strange. The Rambam is very strange. Maybe if we can understand this Rambam, maybe we'll get somewhere. I'll read it to you though. It's okay, you can take it for your first impression here. He says like this: Hasochei peiros, v'hotzi mi'en mashkin. Okay, you make juice. V'vorach alein b'tchila shakol. We'll be so far in the questions. Okay, so that's the Ram Shita.
Okay.
That's from the Gemara later. That juices are always shackle. Okay, every juice is a shackle. And the barn of others. Chutz min ha'anovim v'azesim. Right, meaning to say hasochei peiros chutz min ha'anovim v'azesim. That if you juice any fruit aside for grapes, and olives. Okay. So what do you do with grapes? What are the what do you how do you treat grapes and olives? She'ala yayin umavorech borei pri gofen ulebesof brocha achas mishen mein shalosh. So for wine, make borei pri gofen and then a borei and then a gefen. V'ala shemen batchilo umavorech borei pri ha'etz. Doesn't say what you say at the end. Okay, apparently it's borei vashos. Now he's like this. So he just puts it out there like a rule. Funny Rama. Puts it out there like, that's the rule. Right? B'ameh devarim amurim shehaya chosheish bigrono. That's only true if you had a sore throat. Okay. V'shosa min ha-shemen im mei ha-shlokos. Uki yozi b'ayim. And you drank the oil with other juices, other liquids. So why then do you make a borei pri ha'etz? Says, "Sherei nene b'shisiyaso," because you were a nene when you drank the oil. Okay, because you're a nene when you drank the oil. Oval im shosa Hashem and levado. What if you just drank the oil alone? Oh, shaloha yachoshish bigrono. Or you had this mixture, but you didn't have a sore throat. Right? Mevorech olav shakol. Both cases, you always make a shakol. Why? Sherei lo nene bitam Hashemen. Strange drama. So if you need to be nene from the Tam of Shemen to make a borei pri ha'etz, so when you have a sore throat, you're not nene from the Tam of the Shemen. Right?
With the enigro? Even with the enigro?
Yeah, because he says if you drink the enigro without
right.
without a sore throat,
you're not nene.
You're not nene from the Tam of Shemen. Right. So you mean if you have a sore throat, it tastes better? I'd say it improves its taste because of your sore throat. Right? So apparently you don't need to be nene mitam Hashemen to make a borei pri ha'etz. I mean, so you'll say, okay, it has to be that that's what you really want. So then how come if I drink plain olive oil, I want the same thing and I have a chosheish bigrono, right? I don't make a borei pri ha'etz. Because you're not in there from the top. I mean, it's just. And I understand if you're Rashi, I understand because Rashi says you never make a bracha on a. It's not just not worthy of a bracha. Rashi holds olive oil alone, but according to the Rambam, it is. It's a shackle. So why can't I get a borei pri ha'etz? I mean, it's just a confusing moment.
So he doesn't learn that when you have shemen by itself, it's because it's izuke mazik. He just learns because. You don't have the
Tom. Yeah, I mean, how can the Ram say it? Well, Gemara says Izuki Mazik. Ram says he's not Nana Mitam. I mean, not Nana is a little different than Izuki Mazik. Not Nana Mitam Hashem is very.
8-2.
It's a difficult Ram. Difficult Ram.
Because you make a board page only when you're Chosh Rishon.
Only when you're Chosh Rishon and you're drinking it with the Anigron. Right? Because then he says you're nene from it. You're nene b'shisiyoso.
So what are you nene from? A negron?
From the shaman. You're nene from the shaman. That's why you make a borei pri ha'etz. No, if you have a sore throat and you drink the negron, right, you're nene from the shaman. Right?
Yeah.
And you make a borei pri ha'etz. But, he says, ovalim shoso Hashem and levado. Regardless of your sore throat. Whether you have a sore throat or not, if you drink shemen alone, oh, shaloh yechoshes bigrono, or you drink the anigron, but you don't have a sore throat, right, then it's a shahakol. Now, so if you have a, if you make like a chart, you know, sore throat, yes, no, anigron, plain, fill in all the squares, everything would be shahakol, except for where sore throat and anigron meet.
think we need the board.
Only four squares.
Just one.
What would the Rambam say if you just had Shemin and you didn't have a sore throat?
Shackle.
He didn't like say anything explicitly about that.
Yeah, it's unqualified. Just you drink Shemin.
He says that?
He just says, Avalim Shosa Shemin Levado.
Yeah, I thought that was with a sore throat.
It doesn't matter. Apparently it doesn't matter.
Oh.
That's a good question. Maybe he means only dafka with a sore throat.
Well, tell from it?
What?
Because the case he's been talking about. Yeah, but
he's going against the case he's been talking about anyway.
And then that would be a refuah, so then it would make sense not to have a brah.
No, but he holds you do make a brah. Make
even with a nigron, it's not.
With the nigron, you're not getting the taste. So why only through a nigron is appropriate?
The nigron for achila, you say shakel because there's no tam, and then you're not.
He says mishelo nene b'tam hashem. Nene b'tam hashem.
But so, is it saying that when you're holy, you are nene b'tamasham?
Nope, doesn't say that. It just says you're nene b'shisiyaso. He says, share nene b'shisiyaso. You're nene b'shisiyaso.
But you wouldn't get that.
So according to the Rambam's psak, right, I mean, according to the Rambam's psak, that's what I'm saying, according to the Rambam, it's difficult to learn the Gemara, it would seem, that you're not mevarech at all. Because he holds, it would seem he holds, he should always at least make a shakal.
So this means you wouldn't be mevarech as
Hashem.
You wouldn't be mevarech Hashem, that's what I think you're right. I guess you could yeah. But it's difficult. I mean, the way Ram is very difficult. It's very difficult. I mean, what's difficult, I think the most difficult, I mean, the Shemin alone is difficult. Why don't you make a bracha? Why make a bar per eight on Shemin alone?
When you're sick?
Anytime. So what is he saying? That was he's not learning Yuzuki Mazikle like the other Rishonim. The other Rishonim learning Yuzuki Mazikle. Meaning what? It's bad for you. It harms you. Right? Therefore,
it's not
there's no bruch at all. It's not an achila, he's saying. It's not an achila. Right? The other Rishonim learning is not an achila. But the Ram saying it is an achilah, he's making shakal.
It's just yeah. Like generic mashkin or
whatever. I don't know why shakal, but just explaining it all, like why he's different twice as one time nan, and one time nan, one time. Maybe saying when you make the particular bracha, right, so you're making giving a shevach on the benefit that this thing gives.
Good.
Right?
Good.
So the thing is when you're doing it, when you're eating it, when you're just eating.
Right.
So the benefit you're looking for when you eat is taste. I mean, that's okay. The extra benefit.
That's good.
Right? But when it's for refuah, the benefit is not, you don't really, not looking for the taste, you're looking for the healing, the medicinal purpose of it. So when you take shemen for refuah and it heals you, so you're getting the hana. But shemen just apparently doesn't have benefit of tam when you're eating. So you're not going to give the particularized bracha for that benefit because you don't get it.
I'm not sure it's straight shemen and kosher shemen.
What, straight?
Straight shaman when your throat hurts.
Straight shaman when your throat hurts.
What's your fool of that?
Exactly.
What? Oh, you mean why is it on? That's right.
Yeah, what's the shalom? Shari lo nena b'tam shaman. If you're drinking straight shaman, you are benefiting from b'tam shaman. Is that pure?
No, apparently that's what he learns Zuki Mazikli. It has a horrible, it has a bad taste. It's not something that you...
It wouldn't be, you wouldn't get the refuah.
So what's Tom Shemin then?
No, you still, it's hard to say you wouldn't get the refuah.
I mean, you wouldn't
hard to say you wouldn't get the refuah.
It's food that I'm going to, what?
What? Sorry? No, I'm dying.
Okay. What does it mean, Tom
Shemin? You'd also get the bad. You
not nene from the Tom Shemin. Drink it down and say, ew.
Oh, you're not nene from the Tom Shemin.
I think you can get it if you have
I think, I think, I think it's a good idea when you say that. I mean, it's a good approach.
I thought you were saying that if you use the Shemin as refuah, you don't say Shemin.
It's a good approach.
Okay.
Are they saying only if you take Shem and Stam, then you say Shakal? Without any.
But the reason when you have straight up shemen for refuah, you don't make a bracha, is because the taste is bad, that it cancels it out. By the nigron, the taste is bad, but the taste of the meshlakos overshadows it, so you don't get the bad taste, you just get the benefit.
It's true, but he doesn't put it in that sense at all, that it's like a bad thing. Just like a
right,
negative. It's just like you're lacking something.
Right.
So then the benefit you're looking for is not the taste. Healing. You're looking for the healing.
Should be two squares.
Meaning something.
Should be two or two. Okay.
No, it didn't. It didn't get it. That's
a different benefit.
You're not looking for taste. That's not the benefit you are trying to get Shevach. You're giving Shevach on the benefit from the distance. I mean, the whole idea.
See, that's a good question. I mean, are you really giving a benefit on the medicinal value of it?
That's not a.
Right?
Are you really giving?
Is that even in the realm? Like
giving a shevach on the medicinal value?
Like I'm not saying you're giving a shevach like particularly on the medicinal. You're just giving a shevach on the benefits that God endowed in this object. Now the question, the thing is when you activate these benefits, you're gonna have to give shevach. But if
but
none
you also,
of the benefits
but you also
are activated,
has to be on no. I mean the Gemara. We can't forget the Gemara. Right?
Right.
Gave
it
to the Ram
Norm.
I would never have imagined.
You have to be a nene from it. I don't mean a nene like you take a pill and you don't have a headache anymore. Right? I mean, it means a real nene from the Maisa Achila, would seem. Because it's. I mean.
But in this
it could
case,
be the Ram is saying because it feels good in your throat.
Right? Is it?
Right? But that's not just a shevach on something endowed in the object. Yeah.
Just a clarification. The Rambam would say that if you were to take shemen for a fua, you would say shahakal, not nothing.
Correct.
Yeah.
We don't hold you. We don't hold you. Don't make brachas when you take things for a fua. We don't hold that.
We hold you.
The Gemara rejects that idea that just because Kavanah's Rufu has an effect on Bracha. Kavanah's Rufu has no effect on Bracha. So I think we have to concentrate on why you make a shackle on Shemen alone. I think so. I mean, because the Ram seems to be taking a middle course. Either you say it's not an ochel, it's not an achiva, because it's bad, like Rashi and everyone else. Or you say it is an achiva. So if it's an achiva, I mean, this is the pre-aites. I mean, this is the oil. This is the thing. Why do you make a shackle on it? Very few cases where you make a shackle on something that's a pre-yoetz. What are the cases? When do you make a shakal as opposed to a bar pre-yoetz?
Nobody eats it that way.
When it's not eaten that way, essentially. Essentially when it's not eaten that way.
Why would even the juice of an oil different than the juice of a regular
That's a good question, but that's a separate question.
Can we establish that?
That's a separate question we discussed the other day. It has to do with Shabbos and what's considered to be a fruit, what's considered to be a real
apple juice, orange juice,
a real product, a real juice, as opposed to the Zaya. I mean, we're not into that sugya. It's a good question. That's coming up. It's a good question, but nonetheless, the shaman is roy for a bar pirates. And you don't say it in certain cases. So there are a few cases like that. Right? For instance, the Rambam has next that if something is always eaten cooked, you eat it raw, it's a shaman. Like a pumpkin. A potato. That'd be a simple case. Right? If you eat a raw potato, you make a shackle. Why? It's a potato. It grew from the ground. Why make a burpee a dollar? Ram doesn't say why. But but if that's the case, at least we got a case. Right?
But not like raw meat, right? Not the, not like things that are raw for a few of
them. What do you make on a cookie?
What?
What do you make on a cookie?
What?
Cooked meat. It has to be a food. It has to be a food. No, it's not like a spice. It's not like a spice. A spice doesn't take any bracha. Meisha ain't. It's not an ochel. He says. Ve'ino ochel. Meisha ain't tavlin. Ve'ino an ochel. Those are spices. They're not foods. But a potato is not a spice. It's an anti-spice actually.
Is that
a phenomenon? If you have too much spice in your food, you put in the potatoes and you throw them out. They suck up the spice and they, yeah.
20 times potatoes taste so good.
But, you don't have to worry about getting them too close to your spices or anything. They're not going to annihilate each other. But, it's not like antimatter. So why do you make a shahakol? Because that's not pashtus. It's not derech hanosan. It's not the way it's eaten. Right. I mean, that's Rambam really doesn't say. The Rambam just doesn't say. He just goes. He just says darkon leheochol. Yirokos should dark. Peiros or yirokos should darkon leheochol chayim. So it apparently has to do with derech achila. So fruits or vegetables that their way is to be eaten raw. Im bishlon o shokom v'archalim b'tchila shakal. That's very hard to find those cases. But there are a few cases like that. Most things are the opposite. They're normally eaten cooked and they're not eaten raw. Very few things are only eaten raw and not cooked. Right? The Gemara is not a finding case, but it doesn't matter. It's the same rule either way, right? It has to go with derech achilasan. So apparently the Rambam's learning izuki mazikley means therefore it's removed. It's not derech achila. It's not derech achila. Right? And apparently is what it means. You're not a nene mitam b'tam hashemen. I mean it's a bit of a push. Because he didn't get to those halachas of derech achila, but those halachas of derech achila have to do with cooking or not cooking. Here he's saying intrinsically it's not eaten this way. Like for instance, you have another case later, hakur who rosh hadekel, the top of the palm, shukumo eitz lovon, mevarech alav batchila shakol, make a shakol, eat the top of the palm. So why? So the Gemara says because it's not planted for that. It's not what it's planted for. So that's not its shame, achila. It's ochel. It doesn't have a shame. It's edible, but it's not the product of the tree, in terms of achila.
What makes it edible?
I don't know what makes it edible.
Like grass you could eat.
No, grass you can't digest.
You
can't digest grass. People can't digest grass. It takes cows 4 stomachs to digest grass. But,
what makes you think you can do it?
I'll make sure not to do it again, then.
But it's not derech achila. So pashtus, that's what he means by the shemen alone. It is a food. It is edible. It is nutritive. I mean, nutritive apparently has to play a role. Grass is not nutritive. No nutrition. You don't get any nutrition from grass.
Really?
You can't digest grass.
All right,
we don't have the enzymes. We don't have the enzymes. Uh-huh. Bacterial stuff. So,
you're saying there's a fundamental quality of oil that is. Sorry, because otherwise it would just be like a spice.
That's right. That's like you with the milk, right? You're missing the acidophilus in your stomach, right?
Acidophilus?
What does it look like? Maybe. Milk. He can't digest milk, so.
That's right.
It's an enzyme that. It's a lactate.
That's what the acidophilus is. They add the enzyme.
Can you eat yogurt?
So that you can.
No, yogurt has the bacteria.
Yeah. You can eat yogurt. You should be able to eat yogurt.
I never tried.
I just don't like yogurt. Uh-huh.
You might yogurt with M&M.
Alright. But anyway, yeah. Okay. So So now it turns out that when is oil eaten? When is the derech of oil to be eaten?
Only
through anegra. That is its derech to be eaten. The only thing is, when it's in its derech to be eaten, it's always the minor element.
Yeah, that's,
it's like that's a funny kind of a. It's a strange. It's an interesting phenomenon. When oil is in its best way to be consumed, it's never consumed for itself. So you get stuck. You can only make the bari pri'eitz when it's in its form. That's ochel. But its form of ochel is never as an essential element. That's why the Gemara is. That's the Gemara left off. Is trying to figure out the case. Yeah.
Why do you say that tam shemen is not a viable way for it to be ochel?
Mizuki must say way.
That what? That's tam shemen?
Yeah, that would be realizing the shemen way.
That's how the Rambam's interpreting Izuki Mazikle. That Izuki Mazikle means it's not eaten. That not that it's not an ochel, but apparently the Rambam didn't like the idea to say that something can become an ochel just by adding other things into it. I mean, how does that happen? It's not an ochel alone, and all of a sudden it's an ochel. If it has the qualities of ochel, you can't gain the qualities of being an ochel. Either an ochel or you're not. You can have the qualities of derech achila. Derech achila can change. Right? So, derech achila will change whether you make a eitz or a shakel. But it's not going to become an ochel.
It's too mystical for the room.
If it has the neshama of an ochel, it's an ochel. The Ram was a bit mystic. Yeah. They prove it. There are guys who spend
at the end of his life.
That's it. Abu Lafi, I think, he has this whole thing. That all the Rams interprets the whole Moor very mystical. Everything is mystical. But anyway.
And Baba Kama is a much.
But, yeah, so Derech Achila can change. Derech Achila can change. See, I would say that the other Rishonim, I know it's not exactly what Rashi says, but my feeling is, I have to add one word to Rashi, but Yochalta v'Salvata would be better here. But similar to what you were saying, David, that they held, not that it's not an ochel, not that it's not an ochel either, but you just cannot be a mishabeach if it's an unpleasant experience. You know what I'm saying?
There's kids like Adama, right?
Well, like Mar, things that are, yeah. Mar, yeah.
Like three things.
Right. Yeah, he has the Bahaga.
The burnt dates or something like that.
Right. The Izuki Mazikla, you're right. I think, what, did the... Space Yosef? But that's what they're learning. Izuki Mazikla means to say that it's... the Gavra can't be a Meshabeach. Not that it's not an ochel, but the gavra can't be a mishabeach. You know what I'm saying? Nobody really holds this thing; just becomes an ochel.
Yeah, right.
You're saying the thing that makes it seem like Rashi's not saying that is because it's love barach.
That's why you can change it. That's why the other way of learning it. It's not an achila shetu'una bracha. The gavra bracha v'ochalta v'savata k'sev. Meaning, say it's an achila that is good. You just got to throw that in. Yeah, because the guy is a zon, he is doing, but it's not the one you can make a bracha.
That's what you were saying.
All right, you know, people have done worse things with Rashi. No, whenever there's a pasuk, it's always a little bit of a funny question. How much of the pasuk do they really write? How much do the editors chop off? I mean, like in the Rambam, in the right, you always have it. A lot of times the editors just cut off. The end of what he's on, when he quotes Tfilos, you know, just a bechulo.
Yeah.
You know, I think he wrote most of it out, right?
Yeah.
He wrote it out. They just truncated it. But
So in the Rambam, when he says that by shemen when you drink it straight, or a nigron when you're not sick, so he says you make a shakel because lo nana and tama shemen.
Right.
So is that covering both the cases of straight shemen and a nigron when you're not sick? But is that in two different ways? Meaning the nigron when you're not sick, you're not nana and tama shemen because it's the tafel,
Oh, so now the Rambam is going like this. So now the Rambam is going like this. So now the question in the Gemara. Why do you make a boy for eights on the Enigma when you're Choshish Begrono? Okay? So the Gemara says, even though you're taking it for a fool, you're a nana. You're a nana, right? Now the Rambam repeats that phrase. You're a nana, he says. Sharei nana b'shisiyaso. Right? But in the later case where he says you make a shakol, even on the anigron, he says it's a shakol because you're not nenemitam Hashemin. So what's the mashmos? Mashmos is in other words, let's say I have a case like I told you before, a guy loves the shaman, and that's why he always drinks a anigron, right? Mm-hmm. I'm saying that's not shaykh. You can't say that because there's no tam Hashemin. In other words, you can't make it an ikar through the phenomenon of tam. Right? You can't make it an ikar through the phenomenon of tam. That's really the Gemara's question. That the shemen in the anigron, when you're choshish begrono, gives you a hanoah, but not a hanoah of tam. Okay? In those two different types of hanor, can you make ikar v'tofel? Now, normally ikar v'tofel is in the same sense. Two things have a taste. I like this taste better. You have a raisinette. What do you like more, the chocolate or the raisin? That's a question. I wouldn't. right?
I'll say the chocolate.
The chocolate, of course. but they're two tastes. They're two tastes. But the Gemara is saying over here a different chiddush, that since the chole wants the other hano of the shemen, right, he's not drinking it in the realm of taste. It's a hano of the texture and the whatever it is, the properties of the shemen. That was the question. Can that be an ikar and a tufel? One quality off another. You know what I'm saying? Or do you say hano is always the predominant thing, and ikar v'tofel can exist within hano? But if he's a choshesh bigrono, he is machshev a different quality in the ochel. Can that be an ikar and a tofel? One quality over another. The quality of the texture and the smoothness, the viscosity, right, over the top. One realm over another. So that's the maskon of the Gemara. That a choshish bigrono, he can say he's eating it with that kavana of the feeling. You understand? And therefore he can make that an ikar. But that's the only time that shemen is... So it becomes a funny thing. The shemen has to be in its state of achila. It has to be in its state of royal achila to be shayach to the bracha of the pri. But then the Gemara's question is, but if you're relating to it now, you're machshev it in a different sense, you can never make that quality of hanoah, the ikar, because it's you never a nana from the tam of the shemen. But the Gemara's conclusion is that you can relate to it through its other quality and make that quality the ikar. And then you'll have everything. You'll have it as an ikar, and you'll have it in Zderach Achila.
So it's like a chiddush in terms of what qualities of a thing, like a person can be machshuv?
It's a chiddush in ikar and tafel. It would seem. It's a chiddush in the ikar and tafel over here.
And havamina is only if there's two tastes. And
right.
And be machshuv one over the other. But
right.
Rufu is a totally different thing, or the quality.
That's right.
And when you just, if you're a choshesh begrono, if you just have shemen straight, so it's true that you're
getting the benefit of the thing, but it's not in its form to be mevorich on the... it's not in its derech achila. Correct. I mean, the derech achila, we're going to have to get into it more. I mean, the problem is a lot of these things are tied into others. I mean, like when you make a shackle versus an eitz, whatever your eitz is a very important question, and it would seem it's a very important question related to this issue, but we just can't know it right at this simultaneously.
That's how do you?
It's sort of like exactly, sort of like when the Gemara is taking up the question of yayin in a treats shemen in a simple way, but then we'll get back to the shemen. Yeah.
So are you saying that's why the Rambam says that when you do make a bracha on it, it's just kevin the nana.
That's right. Exactly. Really exactly. That's why it doesn't say you're nana from the tom, because that's not true. Not being a nana from the tom is a different thing. That's a different soul. That's a soul. The chefza is not in its state to be roi to make the bracha on it as the pre ha'etz. It's not refined enough yet. Sort of like an uncooked vegetable. It's not in its proper state to make the bracha that this is the pre-haitz. This is the pre-adama.
A funny way of becoming like refined as an ochel, because it never gains, according to what you're saying, the quality of like that there's enough from the tom. Like why
but apparently it is... I mean, you can't go against the pshat. The Gemara says Zuki Mazli. It must be that it's not a pleasant experience either. I mean, it's not for no reason that people put it into a negro, because it's not essentially a taste thing. That's not its form. That's never its true form. Right. To be, it's like a fat. Nobody eats a fat. You don't eat a stick of butter. Some kids like to eat butter, but that's like a chola eats strange foods. But a fat is never there for itself. A fat is always a vehicle of other things.
Schmaltz.
There you go.
So when he says you got nana mitam Hashem,
see, like bread, that's how you eat it. You dip it in the oil. You know what I mean?
So you're saying when he says that you're not nana mitam Hashem, but the Hashem in itself case, that's just saying that it's not in the form of where it's rooted for consumption.
That's right.
And so when you eat the negron with a shemen and you're not kosher pregrona, then you just can't be makshiv this quality. Just that's a subjective.
Because that's right. Apparently, you're not going to get any benefit out of it.
Right.
Because
there's
nothing
lack
there.
Right.
It's got to be doing something. Right. Correct.
What kind of oil?
Olive oil.
So that's the kiddush, that when it's in its proper state. And you're a choshesh begrono, now you have the object that's capable of receiving the bari pireis, because it's in its proper state, and you're relating to it as an ikker, but not through its taste, through its other qualities. Right?
Yeah.
But then, who is it that says it has to be, the question is when it's rove, does it have to be, do you have to be a choshesh begrono, right?
Yeah.
Was it the rabbio says that?
I didn't get a chance to look at the
Rambam. Apparently, he also is learning that it's not the normal way to eat it through rove. So you can't just make up your own ikar v'tofel. I mean, ikar v'tofel has to be... Ikar v'tofel doesn't just go by rove. I mean, it goes by derech achila. It goes by derech achila, too.
He also has to be both.
Apparently, he seems to have to be both. Seems has to be both. Like, he has to be both in terms of the cheftza and the gaver. It has to be both. Yeah. All right. So, you know, should we go weiter from here?
Okay.
I mean, it is a type of sugya that it is, yeah. I think we got the main stuff out of this. And
the normal cases of ikar and tuffel, when your mock should like one of the tastes,
yeah.
Does it have to be that's filled with like a distinction from the taste? Okay, you
can. One second. So take a look at the Gemara. Go up to don't go past the Omer Rabbi Zera. We're not gonna do Rabbi Zera. Okay, that part we're not gonna do tomorrow. Or in the near future. So just stick with Rashi and Tosis.
How about like on Pesach? Don't we say bracha on Mara?
Good question.
That's what we do.
Good question.
Because like nobody just eats pork and nothing.
It's a good question. It's a good riot, and that's not really the Mara.